I have struck root among the glorious people, in the portion of my God, his heritage, and my abode is in the full assembly of the saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today we wish to talk about Mary and the Blessed Sacrament. But whatever else that I will say for the rest of this sermon, I can sum up really all I have to say in these few words, that the very flesh which was given up for us at Calvary, this body of Christ which we eat daily at Mass and which dwells in our tabernacles, often lonely and with no one to keep company, is the same flesh which was conceived of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, born for 9 months and born on Calvary on Christmas. So if someone asks, is there a connection between Mary and the Blessed Sacrament? It is enough to just say that that flesh was taken from Mary. Our Lord came into this world for one purpose only, to save man. This mission, although it was accomplished in time, was determined even before time began. There was nothing like chance or accident, for as someone said, God does not play dice. God sent the prophets before him to prepare the people for his coming. Everything must be right for the incarnation of God. To ensure that they appreciate the gravity of sin and the necessity of being cleansed from it, God established the sacrifice of burnt offerings. They must long for the Redeemer, and they must see that it is necessary that one pays for sin. For although the sacrifices themselves did not give grace, but the fact that God deemed them acceptable, at least they knew that salvation depended upon the offering, the sacrifices. When the time came for God to be born, he chose for himself the very best of mothers. For if great care was taken that the spotless lamb which was offered in the old sacrifice, sure enough, it would make sense that the Lamb of God be spotless in every way. There's a story told by Bishop Shane in his book, The World's First Love, about an artist who drew a very nice picture of his mother. When he was asked why he took so much time to paint the picture, he replied, "Well, you know how it is. One must make sure that one makes his mother as beautiful as possible." It is the same with God. He must have the best of mothers. She is playing a principal part in the very incarnation of God. She was going to look after the lamb that was sacrificed for men. And just like the shepherds of the Old Testament must have known that the spotless lamb that they were tending was to be used for the sacrifice of the temple, Mary certainly knew that the child in her care was to be given for the salvation of the world. We see, therefore, that no one knew her son like she did. So if we seek to become more familiar with God, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. There is no better way than to ask Our Lady to tell us the secret of her Son. No one knows, like mothers do, the most personal things of their children. But when the child is Jesus, it would indeed be most foolish if we don't go to Jesus through our Blessed Virgin Mary. The very first miracle of Christ was a type of the Blessed Sacrament. By changing water into wine, Christ gave us the first sign of his mission on earth. He showed us that he came to nourish us both in soul and body. That wine which he made from water, he will soon make into his own precious blood when his hour comes. But this miracle would not have happened if his mother did not request it of him. Do you then see the connection between Mary and the Blessed Sacrament? Some of us know how persistent mothers can be when it comes to getting their will done. For Jesus, there was no argument with his mother, because he loved her so much that he could refuse her nothing. And when, therefore, we come before this blessed Lord in the tabernacle with our troubles and our needs, should we then not take care to ask his favor through Mary? Our lost hour finally came, and sure enough, Mary was there at the Mount of Calvary. There also, St. John was there to witness the drama of our salvation. Some years ago, she brought the divine infant into the world, and now she is offering him to the eternal Father for the sins of man. Indeed, although he died on the cross, he also sacrificed himself on the altar of his mother's immaculate heart. It was there at Calvary that she became the queen of martyrs. We know that mothers are most restless when any of their children are sick or in trouble. They worry and endure sleepless nights. They suffer, as it were, the very illness of their children. It was much more so with Mary. She died that day with her son. The terrible pain that he endured, she also endured in her own heart. She therefore knows all about her lost passion. When, therefore, we come to Mass to partake once again in this most holy sacrifice of the Mass, in whose company would you rather be, if not in Mary's? You would therefore do well to unite your prayers at Mass to the prayers of Our Lady on Calvary. Our Lord, just before he died, gave his mother to the care of St. John. Blessed Peter Aimard tells us that the Blessed Virgin lived under the same roof as St. John. He was a priest and even a bishop, and every day offered this Mass in her presence. What could she have felt seeing the flesh of her flesh offered up at Mass? What does she feel now when she sees priests offer Mass devoutly and the faithful equally assisting devoutly at Mass? If it is our own Son who is offered for us at Mass, we can expect that she is also willing to help us assist devoutly at this Mass. You see, she cannot stand aloof while her son is being offered at Mass. If even the angels surround the priest who offered the sacrifice of the Mass, we can be sure that the Queen of the Angels would pay even closer attention to the Mass as it is being said. And if Our Lady pays so close an attention to the Mass, surely we should imitate her and also pray with her. The Holy Eucharist is the source of all graces, both actual and sanctifying graces. By actual graces, we are able to daily fight temptations and do good works that profit us heaven. Sanctifying grace makes us pleasing and is also a sign that we are in good relationship with God. But we also know by our faith that no grace comes to us except through the hands of Mary. If we are friends with Mary, if we go to Jesus through her, she will provide for us the choicest of God's graces. May the Mother of the Eucharistic Jesus help us achieve a better union with her Son, both now and eternally in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son.